The Maryland Pro Bono Resource Center, in partnership with the Maryland State Bar Association, is a statewide nonprofit organization, and their mission is to promote equal access to justice in Maryland, and they coordinate and support volunteer civil legal services. And I have on the line the PBRC Maryland Immigrant Legal Assistance Director, Kate Senna. Kate, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So the fact that immigrant appears in your designation suggests that you are very much in that line of the opportunities that are offered within the organization. How does that actually play in with your day-to-day work schedule?
The PBRC has programs to help immigrants in removal proceedings, tenants facing eviction, seniors, and also to help those facing foreclosure due to the tax sale of their home. My program is the Maryland Immigrant Legal Assistance Project, and I spearhead PBRC's immigration work. I started at PBRC in 2014 with a focus on helping unaccompanied children facing deportation. And I do want to point out that when I say children, I really do mean children. Our youngest client facing deportation in proceedings alone as an unaccompanied child was actually a 5-year-old girl at the time of her consult with us. And since that time, we've been able to expand our focus and are able to assist anyone with an open case before Maryland's immigration court.
I want to loop in John Wachowski here. And John, looking at it from your point of view, what is it that particularly made you want to step up and volunteer your services in this particular arena?
Well, I am now semi-retired, but I worked for over 20 years with the Justice Department in Washington. And while I was there, I had the opportunity to do a fair amount of pro bono work, not in immigration, of course, because that'd be on the other side. In my semi-retirement, I wanted to do pro bono work. And so I reached out to a number of organizations and was fortunate enough to be connected with Kate. I had long had a personal interest in immigration from doing my own family history research, and I was very grateful that organizations such as Kate's do a marvelous job of providing education, training, and support for people who are relatively new to the field.
So, Kate, having been with the organization now since 2014, how hopeful are you about being able to close that justice gap in providing legal help for people who simply can't afford it?
I will say, per capita, Maryland has actually more immigrants in deportation proceedings than in any other state in the nation. So it can be really hard for people with valid legal claims to stay in the United States to find an attorney to help them. But, you know, each week when I meet with my volunteers, or each month when we train additional volunteers, it does provide me hope to continue, because each additional person that we can help is just one more person closer to closing that gap.
It's extraordinary work that is done with the Maryland Pro Bono Resource Center, and this is in partnership with the Maryland State Bar Association. probonomd.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to Kate Senna, the Maryland Immigration Legal Assistance Director, and also one of their volunteers, John Wachowski. Thank you both so much for all the work that you do.
Thank you, Judith.